We're live at EXT. I've got John Gorka here. Hi, John.
Hello.
Great to have you back.
It's nice to be back. Thank you for having me.
And you have a new record, True in Time.
Yes. Yeah. It came out in January, and I've been traveling quite a bit since then.
You work pretty hard.
It's maybe a little harder than it's healthy, but I figure, you know, I'm glad to have to work. I'm glad to be able to do shows, and I'm glad to visit places like this.
Well, we're glad that you're here. This is a remarkable record. I want you to tell me a little bit about the making of it.
Sure.
You guys recorded it kind of live in the room, right?
Yeah. Everybody kind of playing together, except for the harmony vocals, background vocals were added afterwards. All the playing happened in a room with everybody, me playing with everybody, and I singing at the same time, kind of the old-fashioned way. We had one song that was from a previous recording but was never released, and we did a little bit of work on that. But everything else was done there in those 3 days, July 31st and August 1st and 2nd.
I like that you sort of seem to, in the writing about the record, you seem to say that you had left some of the arranging to the guys in the room. So you didn't, like, dictate everything that was going to happen.
Oh, no. These are really great musicians. So what I did, I sent a week or two before, I went in and did solo versions of everything so they have some idea what they were getting into. Now, try to write out lyric and chord charts for everybody, but I'm not going to tell them what to do. And I think Rob Genetic, who's the producer engineer, I've worked with all these people before, and the guidance was to leave room for me so that the people who see me live will recognize me in there. You know, it wouldn't be like two different worlds. I was surprised when we were listening back on these things and how exposed my guitar playing was, but it turned out they kind of inspired me to play better than I normally do.
Oh, now that's terrible to say about yourself, John.
Well, I mean, I meant that in a positive way.
I know, I'm teasing with you. John, you've lived in your adopted home of Minnesota for a while now.
Yeah.
Is some of that sort of coming into your music, or do you see eventually an I'm from New Jersey song coming from Minnesota?
From Minnesota. I wrote a Minnesota song. It's never been released. I don't think it's very good.
Still working on it.
I think it's changed somewhat my point of view. People are pretty nice there. I think it's because the weather can be so extreme, you never know who you may have to depend on to save your life. Mm. It's just kind of a civilizing effect of the extreme weather.
And they're probably getting used to you too now because you've lasted a few winters.
I guess so, yeah. I hope so, yeah. my wife is from there. That's how I ended up there. I met her through Bob Feldman from Red House Records.
John, would you play a couple of songs?
Oh, yeah.
What would you like to start with?
Maybe I'll start out with the title song. And it's a song I wrote with Pete Kennedy over the internet. When Carrie Fisher died and her mom, Debbie Reynolds, died the next day, put a note up on Facebook quoting a Paul Simon song. No, I would not give you false hope on this strange and mournful day, but a mother and child reunion is only emotion away. Pete Kennedy of the Kennedys wrote a note back saying, maybe every song comes true in time. Then he wrote me another note privately saying, true in time, that sounds like a song. So we collaborated on the lyrics, and I came up with the tune and ran the chords by him, and he approved. So this is true in time. What is true in time? What is true in time? Does it really change with every season? Or is it always fixed and bound to reason? What is true in time? What is true in time? And the words I used to think were mine come back to me in another's lines. Yesterday comes back in rhyme. Yesterday comes back in rhyme. Yes, I look around and often find past is either here or close behind. I look ahead and I could swear there was a path, now nothing's there. This crumpled map's too hard to read. It seems that time just picks up speed. It seems that time just picks up speed. If we find love in time, there's room for yours and mine. If what is true can change with every minute, then how can we believe or have faith in it? If I can sing long enough and make each song a song of love, then maybe every song comes true. Hi, this is John Gorka, and you've left regular radio behind. You're listening to Exit 97.7 WEXT. This is a song for the people who may be having trouble getting through these times. It's kind of this post-truth chaos we appear to be living in. This is for those people having a tough time. People tell them to get over it, man. There's certain things you can't get over. It's called Tattooed. Tattooed heart can last you all your days. Come in a rush, but not stay late. There's a lot of art on the younger skin, and unseen marks deep within. Worried man blues is an old song that comes to mind. In a world gone wrong, where hope is so hard to find, losing hurts worse. Winning feels good. They say move on, and you know you should. So you carry on as best you can. Get out of bed and rise again.
That's fantastic. We're live at EXT with John Gorka. His record is called True in Time. That song, Tattooed.
Yeah, thanks a lot. Thanks for having me again. This room sounds nice. It's nice to play in here.
Was that an easy song to write?
I started out, it was a major key. It seemed too similar to another song on the record called Nazarene Guitar. I tried it in minor because I wanted to free the vocal a little bit more, I think. And I never play it the same way twice, so that's so I guess that's still, I'm still working on it.
The lyrics there, where are you going with that one?
I guess the times we are living in, you know, we have lies by our leaders are commonplace. I mean, every day it's just kind of a maddening situation. So I guess I'm just trying to make my way through a day as well.
And you posted on your website that song, The Five-Letter Word.
Oh, right. Yeah. I feel like if it's going to be like a purely political type thing, I'll just give those songs away. And then, because I'm not interested in deepening the divide. I'm interested in mainly kind of telling the truth as I see it, but also not making things worse. That changes from moment to moment and day to day, what I feel I should sing and where I should not speak. There's times you have to speak up, I think. Other times you can make things worse.
Besides obviously writing songs and singing them, do you feel that a singer-songwriter needs to be speaking things? Are you part of the voice?
I think that's part of the job of music and art. You know, I think it's not just purely entertainment. I think it should be, you know, if you see something wrong, you should speak up. And I think it has to be in the right kind of forum. I don't like it when musicians I agree with speak up, and it's kind of, sometimes it's unnecessary, sometimes it's necessary.
What do you mean by that? That's...
I've seen people who are maybe will vote the same way as I do, but say dumb things at concerts. I think I know I've gotten in trouble more with the things I've said introducing songs than with the songs themselves. You know, I think, so I try to put what I want to say in the art form rather than speechifying and being a preacher.
So essentially not really getting up on the soapbox to talk, but to expose what you think needs exposing through the art?
Right. Yeah. Mm. I speak better in the song than I do in...
But what do you think that is? That just easier for you because that's a medium?
It's easier for me in general. I think that's why I started writing songs, because I didn't like the way I expressed myself outside of music. It's a tricky thing, you know, and I feel like I'm in a tradition of, well, that's one of the reasons why I like folk music, is it could be about any part of a person's life. It wasn't just about any one room in the house. It didn't have to be just love songs. And I think to be effective, you want people to listen to you. And so if you push people's buttons, they're just going to shut off. So I try to make my... any kind of commentary, kind of thoughtful, also have some artistic merit, I guess.
John, thanks for doing that.
Oh, sure.
Staying reasonable for us.
I just want things to get better. If I speak up in a way that turns people off, it's not going to help.
We're live at EXT. John Gorka's here. Great album called True in Time. This is your 14th record.
14th, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
When you first started off doing this all those years ago, did you think 14 would happen?
No. I was my main goal was, I think if I had a number, I thought if I can make 12, okay, so I'm kind of in the 13th was mostly the songs from my first record, that recordings that had never been released. It was the first recordings I did. There was a record called Before Beginning that I recorded in Nashville with Jim Rooney and some very good musicians, and Sean Colvin and Lucy Kaplansky came and
that release, was those the original recordings?
Or yes. Did,
yeah.
Yeah. Those
wow.
are the original recordings. So yeah. They never came out. We did a remix of them 30 years later. I made my first record three times before it came out as I Know on Red House Records in 1987. I think I made the right decision back then, but I thought listening back that there was so much good on there, I wanted people to hear it. And I think we were able to address some of the things that we weren't able to do back with 1985 technology.
Well, John, thank you again so much for stopping by.
Oh, yeah. You're welcome.
We love hearing from you. And so we're looking forward to number 15.
Oh, okay. Well, thanks. Yeah, I'm working on some new things and... it used to be like my idea I was going to do a 40-year tour, and it's like one big tour with countless tourettes. And now the kids are going to both going to college, so it's going to be a 50-year tour. So
oh my goodness!
I think I'm about 30 years in.
30 years in. What would you like to finish up with?
Okay,
here?
Maybe I'll sing a song. It's a love song called Mennonite Girl. Once I loved a Mennonite girl, and for a while she was my whole world. I think of her when the swallows fly as I make my way to the by and by. I did right and I did wrong.
met her far, far from my home. Under northern lights, I first kissed her hair. She stole my heart, she kept it there. I roamed again, I did right. A hollow man who ached inside. Love seems to come from outside time. Well, I knew love when she was mine. I lost her to another place, another's arms, another's face. I made a vow right there and then to never let love go again. Chasing dreams, seeking gold, I was a young man, now I'm old. I learned one thing, to be sure, you can't find gold and lose something more. I never learned the Mennonite ways. She's in my heart for all my days. I wish her peace, I wish her love, I wish her easy with the rough. Once I loved a Mennonite girl, for a while, she was my whole world. I think of her when the swallows fly, as I make my way to the by and by. I think of her when the swallows fly.
Hi, I'm John Gorka. This is 97.7 EXT. Support the music at exit97.7.org.